Day 1. 4. Morning. There's a reason why we begin with fear. So often we allow fear to run our lives. Think about it. Nothing, absolutely nothing is wrong, but something sets you off. And you start being fearful of something that hasn't happened and likely won't. Seemingly, out of the clear blue sky, you start worrying about the bills. You start obsessing about your job. Maybe your boss doesn't really like you. Or maybe your co-worker is sabotaging you. Your mind runs with this for a while. Possibly your fear takes the form of worry about your children. Johnny's B- on a math test might be setting him up for a life of underachievement. Sophie's been dealing with some middle school girl problems. And you worry that her self-esteem will be permanently damaged. Then, of course, there's always your health. You wake up in the morning with a headache and are sure it's a tumor. Before you know it, you've become a sick, unemployed, poor parent, all in your mind. Whatever your particular fears are, they serve to constrict you and make your whole field of energy narrow. Fear begets fear. Call to mind the image of a garden. What happens if we don't weed a garden? If we don't tend to it, our entire garden, all of those carefully cultivated rose bushes and peonies and daylilies, become overgrown. Roots become strangled, cut off from the source. Before you know it, all that beauty vanishes. Fear is an energy. It is an experience. But holding on to fear is unique to our human nature. Consider this. Every living being feels its fear and shakes it off. Cows, deer, fox, even bears. They all feel fear and move on. But we human beings don't. We accumulate fear. We hoard and store it in our bodies. We go out of our way to prove to ourselves that the world is not a safe place. Of course, there is an evolutionary place for fear. After all, it allows us to survive. But we let it run amok. And then it keeps us locked into place. Perhaps we stay in unsatisfying jobs, or in bad relationships, out of fear that something greater is not on its way. All the time we're doing that, we're invalidating the universal principle of more. The grass continues to grow. Rivers continue to flow into the sea. Galaxies are born. Life seemingly has a way of continuing to evolve into more. Everything in nature validates this principle. We need to find our courage, which of course is not the absence of fear, but rather the willingness to feel the fear and move forward anyway. Fear isn't going to kill us. It's an energy that we can allow to move through us. Tend to the garden of your unconscious mind. Imagine yourself in a house surrounded by an absolutely beautiful garden. The only problem is that the garden has been overtaken by fear. Fear of financial loss, of being alone, of illness, you name it, has taken the form of weeds. Go out of the house and tend to that garden. Visualize yourself on your knees. Putting on your gardening gloves, pulling out your fear by its roots. What do we have here? Abandonment? Betrayal? Rejection? Death? It's all about the energy. This is a radical idea, I know, but your fears cannot hurt you. Pull out your first weed. The weeds are your vibrational density. Think of them as a mass of tangles, dirty, all knotted up. What happens next? Here, your story doesn't matter. The specifics of who, what, where, when, and why are beside the point. You're pulling out the energy of fear. Just the energy, that's all. When that mass of tangles is uprooted, suddenly there's space. It won't necessarily feel comfortable. But stop for a minute. What does it feel like? Maybe there's a little more room now. Perhaps there's the beginning of new opportunity. In time, we will know. In giving fear our attention, it loses its power over us. The weeds aren't wrong or bad. They're just taking up space.